Michael Lancaster, the director of the Asheville Symphony Chorus, is my guest in the studio this afternoon. The Symphony Chorus has had a busy musical season already and is bringing us a sing-along Messiah about a week from today. Michael Lancaster, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So again, we've mentioned it. I mentioned you've been busy doing all kinds of singing already, and probably got lots more. But the big thing is that a week from tonight.
That's right. It's next Thursday, the 8th.
A sing along Messiah. Now, you did this last year, is that right?
We did. It was the first time, and it was very successful. In fact, we were thinking we might have to go to a different venue because it was full, but we really like singing at First Pres, and so we're going to do it there again. Yes, it was extremely popular. Lots of folks came and sang.
So I guess the core, of course, is the Asheville Symphony Chorus. The members of the chorus will be there to sing. And then if I wanted to come and sing along, could I do that?
Of course. In fact, the symphony chorus does not perform from the front.
Oh,
they sit in the audience.
Oh,
and the whole audience is divided into voice sections, and you sit in the area of your particular voice part.
Okay.
If you just want to come and listen, you can go up to the balcony or in the transepts, which are the areas beside the stage area.
Okay. So you might end up sitting next to someone who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. Or purportedly knows.
No, I'm sure they do.
Is doing. Well, we have been rehearsing it. So.
We were speaking before we went on the air that it's been, a couple of years ago that the Asheville Symphony Chorus did a Mozart Requiem sing-along, which I would never have guessed. I mean, that doesn't sound like a real fun thing to do, to sing a requiem, but, of course, it is some of the most beautiful music ever written. And anyway, that was a big hit.
A
surprise hit.
Goodness, big hit doesn't even describe it. It was amazing. You know, I wanted to have a part for the symphony chorus in the Amadeus, Asheville Amadeus Festival. And I will tell you, I don't remember who it was, but one or two of the singers in the chorus approached me and said, well, why don't we do a sing-along requiem or something? And I thought, well, that's silly. Like you just said.
Yeah.
Right. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, wait a minute, this is perfect. Because we were working on, I don't remember what the work was. It wasn't Verdi Requiem. It was the year before that. Anyway, you know, the next month, this is in March, the next month we had a big work we were doing with the symphony, and so it required a lot of prep. And how can I interrupt all that to prepare a solemn Vespers of Mozart or something? But a sing-along isn't quite as intense because it's a little more relaxed, and, you know, you're going to have people just show up and sing, oh, my goodness, it was just wonderful. And the last chord, you know, the final amen of the last movement, at least in the Zusmeier edition, which is what everybody uses mostly, is an open chord. There's no third. It's not major or minor.
Oh.
It just has the root and the fifth. And it's so powerful like that. It's almost it almost has a sense of, we're not done yet, or something.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what it is, but it's utterly magic. And the place just came unglued when it was done. And it was in Basilica, which is a glorious room. And we're going to do it there again.
Well, in the meantime, the Handel Messiah, which is again, no small work itself, a chance to really be for someone like me, for a singer who's not a singer, to be a part of a great work of art like this with no pressure, right?
Exactly.
Just show up and sing.
In fact, we're the concert, quote unquote, is going to start at 7:30, and we're inviting folks to come at 6:30 because we want to go through some things. We'll have a small orchestra, just a string quintet and two trumpets, and of course the organ, which is wonderful at First Pres. And so we'll kind of stop and start things. The soloists will get a chance to sing with a little bit. And the soloists, by the way, are from the symphony chorus.
Oh, excellent.
We don't bring folks in. We use our own people for this, and we have some fine singers. So, you know, and we'll have scores that you can that people can borrow, but we encourage folks to bring their own if they have them. And we're just doing Christmas portion plus Hallelujah.
No,
but we will do His Yoke Is Easy, even though it's a tough thing. In fact, I think that's one of Handel's jokes. Because on the word easy is one of the hardest runs he ever wrote.
Okay. So you got one – I know there's a technical term for this. There's one syllable and you just go running all –
Yeah, it's a melisma.
Melisma. Right.
It's a melisma.
Notes go all
that's
over
That's right.
Place.
You got a complicated run and it's quite complicated.
And everybody has to do it.
But it's on the word easy. I'm sure he snickered when he wrote that. I've told the chorus that more than once.
Michael Lancaster is our guest this afternoon. He's the director of the Asheville Symphony Chorus. They're bringing us a sing-along Messiah a week from this evening. That's Thursday, December 8th at First Presbyterian Church in Asheville. The performance gets underway at 7:30, and Michael's asking folks that want to sing to get their like 6:30 or
that's
a little
right.
early.
That's right.
And again, no experience necessary.
Just come and have some fun singing or hearing Messiah, Christmas portion. If you want to, for tickets, you can get them online at AshevilleSymphonyChorus.com. Okay. Or you can get in touch with the orchestra. AshevilleSymphony.org, or with their phone, 828-254-7046, or you can buy them from a chorus member or at the door.
Okay, so
at the door.
No excuse for not getting
that's right.
And we should mention before you go, you've got another program, the Symphony Chamber Chorus, which is a small group from within the Symphony Chorus.
It is newly formed, 24 voices. They're fabulous. And we are putting on a program at First Pres, same place, on December 16, which is Friday night, over a week later, 8 o'clock. We're going to be doing the Britain Ceremony of Carols, the Victoria Omni Mysterium, the Lauridsen Omni Mysterium, several carols, arrangements with harp. So it's a program with harp and chorus.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think it'll just be magical.
So this is a how big is a chamber chorus in this case?
We have 24 voices.
24 voices, okay.
There's no specific amount, but what the term chamber implies is that it's a smaller group and with a more intimate audience. I think back, in the day, 300 years ago, they were sung in a chamber or played in a a chamber in a castle or something or a palace. So anyway, we still have that term, but it just means it's not the symphony chorus. It's a much more intimate, and they do more difficult literature.
Yeah,
and then more quickly.
And again, it's as you say, it's just more intimate. The whole thing,
that's
the whole
right.
experience is,
that's
is
right.
more intimate. So, different kind of a sound. Again, that concert is on Friday, December 16th at 8 o'clock as well, and that's also at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Asheville. And tickets to that available probably
same.
The same places.
Same. You bet.
So AshevilleSymphonyChorus.com.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And AshevilleSymphony.org.
Yes.
Or in desperation, you can call us here at WCPS.
That's right.
We can't sell you tickets, but we can tell you where to find them. Again, Michael Lancaster, the director of the Asheville Symphony Chorus. The Sing-Along Messiah is a week from tonight at First Presbyterian Church in Asheville, and then the Chamber Chorus concert Friday the 16th at First Presbyterian. Michael, it's a busy time of year for musicians. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks.